Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with pianist Lang Lang when he was in town to play with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Lang Lang came to Philadelphia as a student at Curtis and lived here for many years. We talked about his relationship with the city.
It is, I imagine, like coming home. And many people in Philadelphia really do think of you as family because we've seen you since you were 14 or 15.
Yes, I mean, I felt always Philadelphia is my home. I always felt that. And I lived here for such a long time, study and also growing up here. And I really felt that I'm a Philly cheesesteak guy. and also, you know, the orchestra helped me and supported me from the very beginning. I have so many wonderful friends here. This is something that will never change. You know, this is in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, you know, Philadelphia is a unique place. It will stay there forever.
That's really great. We're really happy to have you back. What do you do when you first come to Philadelphia?
Today I met my first homestay, Helen and Ted, and I stayed in their home. And I still remember it was in March and it was snowing, but it's quite romantic. And I still remember, you know, coming to Rittenhouse Square to meet my teacher, Gary Graffman, and taking the auditions and eating Huggies, cheesesteaks, and to, you know, visit Independence Hall and all those, you know, beautiful memories. And then, of course, later I stayed in the Spruce Street, and later I moved to the Catherine Street, more tour to the South Street, you know, with such a incredible style, you know, in a way, especially in the weekends, everyone came out with different costumes. It's almost like a carnival in every weekends.
Wow. Well, considering your fantastic career and how far you've come, you worked so hard in music to get where you are today, yet you exude this sense of joy and fun off the stage as well as on. Where does that sense of joy and fun come from?
I think it's from the music itself, because I'm doing something else every day. Probably I get bored and kind of get a little bit kind of weird. But because of music, it's always lighten up our life. Even sometimes I get tired, but when I start playing music, I get transformed. And that's why I think making music is so important. And that's why music education is so important. And this is something that I felt that as a musician, we must support the schools, you know, giving them some equipment, instruments, or some money, you know, to keep bringing music class to the public schools. And this is will make every kid become a better person.
Why do you say that?
Because music unites people. Music heals our heart. And music brings our creativity in another level.
And when you work with kids, what do you tell them is most important? Of course, practicing is important, but what else?
To have the confidence to express themselves, to express the moment, the things that they get connected with the note. Not just play the note, but feel the note, seeing through behind the note. I make every piece like a new best friend.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lang Lang.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to the next time we see you.
Absolutely. Next time.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.